Now we're going to look in the central nervous system at the general organisation of the brain. In this case, we're not going to look at the cortex. We're going to look at the cerebellum, the little brain that sits behind the rest of your brain. Here it is here. This is the brainstem in this region. So this is going from the brain to the spinal cord. This cavity that lies in front of the cerebellum is the fourth ventricle. And this material we see lying in the fourth ventricle is known as the choroid plexus. Now the choroid plexus, I mentioned to you previously, is a modified vascular structure which secretes CSF. It modifies plasma and secretes it into the ventricular spaces, and we'll have a look at that shortly. The rest of this here is the cerebellum, and you'll see that it's folded into leaf-like structures, so we call these folia, these folds that we can see over the surface. Now, unlike the spinal cord where the grey matter was on the inside, in the cerebellum and in the cortex, the grey matter or cell bodies are on the outside. And all of the tracts, which are labelled blue still, are found in the depth or deep. So this is all the white matter here, staining blue. And it's deep. Whereas the outside, the pink area that we can see, is the grey matter, which is a staining pink in colour. Sorry? So let's have a look in some more detail at the cerebellum itself. What's the cerebellum do?
Balance.
Anything else? It's the part of your brain that you programmed when you learnt to walk, when you learnt to ride, when you sort of learnt to drive a car, when you learnt to ski or roller skate. It programs all of that coordinated muscular activity. So the first couple of times you do it, it's really difficult because you're programming the cerebellum. Once you've got that coordinated muscular activity hardwired into the cerebellum, you don't have to think about it anymore. You can, you know, jump off a ski jump and balance and do all the rest of it. So that's what it does. And when we're looking at the structure of the cerebellum, then the grey matter is shown by this entire thickness of material here. So this is the grey matter. This entire thickness, and you can see it runs around the entire surface of the cerebellum. Deep to the grey matter, this region just here, is the white matter, and this represents the pathway of all of the axons and fibres running in this region here, staining with a luster blue once again. So these are our layers of the grey matter, and we can subdivide it even further when we look in some detail. And the first thing is you can divide it into three major components based upon its appearance. So this deep layer here, between the white matter and the separation here to the outer layers, this has a granular appearance, so this is the granular layer. This gritty sort of appearance is the granular layer. The outer layer here, where we don't see any granules and there's no other structures visible, this is the outer molecular layer. And the region between the two, running through here, is the major output cell for the cerebellum, the Purkinje cell. And we'll have a look. You can actually see these large cell bodies in this single layer of cells through here. Now, there are many different types of neurons in the outer molecular and in the inner granular layer. You do not need to identify all of the neurons or all of their connections. We're just looking at the organisation of the grey matter. Similarly, when you look at the support page, you'll see that the cortex is also laminated and has different layers of neurons at different levels. So if we look in some more detail in this region here, this is the soma of a single Purkinje cell. And once again, the nucleus and nucleolus of that single Purkinje cell. Now, the Purkinje cell has processes that we can't see in this image. And it has, in essence, they've got dendrites which extend up into this layer and span all out. And in the support page, I've put a picture of a single Purkinje cell so you can see it's dendritic tree. And on the other side of the Purkinje cell is an axon running to the white matter region. So a single axon coming out. So these are the Purkinje cells, these large cell bodies here, lying in this layer, separating the molecular from the granular layer. But all of this is the grey component of the central nervous system. If we go deep to the granular layer, we once again can see myelin, and this myelin will be made by what type of cell? Oligodendrocytes. So we can see myelin here, central myelin, made by oligodendrocytes. Too difficult to see the nuclei, but be aware that they'll be in this region here. Now, out on the outside layers, let's zoom back out a little bit here and go right to the outside, we still have the meninges, but they've not been well preserved. They've been torn away, so we can only see just remnants of where the meninges were. You'll have to take my word for it. In a normal anatomy, you'd expect to see all three layers. We can see some of the meninges running in here in blood vessels, and once again, connective tissue running down through here as well. So it's not very well preserved in terms of the meninges around the outside. So just small remnants of it visible out here, blood vessels. This is also connective tissue and a blood vessel running in through there. So the other feature to notice, if you go back down to the low magnification, is that this structure here, which is the choroid plexus, it sits within the ventricular space and has lots of blood vessels within it and secretes CSF. The second slide is essentially the same view of the cerebellum, but in this case it's a different type of stain. This is a silver stain. It brings up the neurons so you can see the neurons more clearly. So if we once again zoom in on the grey matter, we can now more clearly see a Purkinje cell, and you can now make out the branched dendritic tree extending out into the molecular layer here. So each one of these single Purkinje cells has a highly branched dendritic tree, making connections and setting up circuits, and this is where all of the coordination and the wiring comes in the cerebellum, the connection between the Purkinje cells and all of the other cells in the granular and molecular layers. So just a different way of looking at the same structure, and in this silver stain you can more clearly see the Purkinje cells and their processes. I'll stop there, have a look through that, make sure you can identify the grey and white matter and all of the other features listed in your notes.